From the Financial Times in London, I'm Emma Jacobs and this is FT News. Thousands of workers from finance, law and professional services spend their days in offices along the Thames. But the stretch of the river that connects London's two financial districts is a different kind of workplace. One in which entertainers sing show tunes to tourists, environment inspectors test hygiene on boats and the purity of the river, and clipper captains ferry commuters to their offices. I talked to some of these river workers about how they spend their day.
Born, Plaistow in London. I live out in Billericay in Essex now. I've done the tanker boats and I work for a different tug company. I've done party boats, civil engineering boats, safety boats, boats. Like when I left school, my granddad did it. And it's sort of a thing on the river where it's all family, or it was. It's changed now, but it was always sort of father to son. So you get apprenticed. You go to Waterman's Hall, which is just over the road there. When you're 16, you go there and you get bound to the company. And your grandfather, well, my grandfather or your father, whoever, becomes your master. So then they have to look after you through your apprenticeship, which is 5 to 6 years, something like that. But mine was 5 years. After 2 years, you do an exam. They call it your twos. It's a provisional licence. Then after 5 years, you go up for what they call your freedom, which is like your big interview. You sit in front of a big panel of people and the master sits on his big throne with his big gold necklace on and asks you all questions.
Really do that?
Yeah. But it's all it's dying now. It's finished. Yeah. It's finishing because the government bring in some kind of EU blah blah thing that we don't really understand and send it all out to the Marine Coast Guard Agency. You can go back to that guild all over the road and have a look through all the history of the Waterman's company, the Lightman's company, and find all my family for however many years they've been afloat.
I mean, how many generations?
I don't know, because we don't... When my granddad used to speak about it, I used to go, shut up about the old times. But now he's gone, now I've lost all that, and that's my own fault. So we used to sit in the pub and go, stop talking about the old days. But that was me. But you'll find men around this river that can go back sort of 6, 7 generations, probably even longer if they looked into it. My dad got a bit sentimental when his dad died and had a little look back through and went back about 200 years and got as far as Wapping, like, and our family hadn't gone anywhere else, so it was a bit boring, really, you know. 17-something, we'd only got to Wapping, so, we didn't bother anymore.
What do you do day-to-day?
Keep control of all them barges out there. Make sure they're loaded correctly, they're pumped dry, they're not full of water, they're safe to travel when the tugs come in there to pick them up. Make sure that they're safe to travel. Just overseeing the loading and unloading of craft.
Yeah.
We load it, we unload it, and we transport it.
And where's the waste come from?
All from the city. Like in this station, it's from the city. But there's other stations. There's one at Kringle Dock, there's one at Wandsworth, there's one at Tower Hamlets as well, on the Isle of Dogs. And Corey will do all of those stations. And it all goes to Belvedere in Kent. There's a big new furnace that they've just, about 5 years ago, I think, there. It was before, it was all landfill.
Yeah.
But now it's all incinerated and recycled.
Oh, it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, so they sell the electricity from the steam or whatever to the national grid. Then all the ash goes into Tilbury Docks to be turned into breeze blocks or like tarmac and stuff for roads. All of the scrap metals all comes out of it, gets sold as well separately. So really everything is reused. We are like dinosaurs in our job, personally.
Why?
Well, because it's a dying trade, it's a dying breed, but we are modern in the fact that we're recycling everything, and recycling is the new thing now, isn't it? Everyone wants a bit of recycling now. Well, we're doing that, but the old dinosaurs are doing it.
Bad view, is it?
Yeah, it's amazing.
During the summer when it's all nice and shiny, sunny rather, it's lovely. It's built up too much, but it's better than just having barren land there doing nothing. It's just nice for it. So, yeah.
What's the worst part of the job?
Getting up early in the morning.
Yeah. Are you a morning person?
Yeah, I'm always up early. Yeah. Even when I'm off, I'm normally up before 7 o'clock in the morning. When you're awake.
What do you think of all the sort of skyscrapers and stuff of the city?
well, it's modern, isn't it? It's going to come, and it's going to get built up even more. So you've got to just face it, and it's going to happen. Some of the styles look okay, some of them are right weird, like the Gherkin and the walkie-talkie tower. But, having said that, they're different, aren't they?
Yeah, you got used to them.
Yes.
And do you see wildlife and stuff?
Yeah.
What do you see?
Yeah, see all the old swans on the river, see cormorants, seen a seal, seen a porpoise coming out of the river. I never got to see the whaler.
No, we talked to a policeman that did, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah, I never saw that. Yeah. But I've seen porpoises
coming
up down the river. Yeah, they get lost, I think.
Have you ever seen anyone jump off the bridge?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
A few?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, some of them get saved, some of them, the tide's running, they're gone. Not very fast when it happens, but you do get quite a few over a period of time. Normally get a few a year.
London showboats, so we do show songs like musicals, Broadway, and we also do pop, disco, depends what audience we get. We do, yeah, depending on what some people ask. We get a lot of tourists, so a lot of people sometimes ask for their own songs from their own countries, and I don't know, sort of Bollywood or anything like that. But yeah, we take requests, so we get a very varied clientele here on the London showboat. We don't have many cabaret venues left in London, apart from the West End, which is quite difficult to get into. To be able to be singing and making a living from it, I feel really lucky, to be honest.
Do you like being on the river?
I do, yeah. Yeah, it's really fun, yeah. Every night's different. I mean, in the winter, obviously, it's a lot darker, but the summer's lovely when you can see everything. But seeing the lights at night, it's completely different to what you expect, you know? It's beautiful.
What way is it different?
It's just, you know, you always come to London sort of in a day, don't you? And you have a look around, and at night seeing the lights as we're going along, you're in the middle of the river, and to see everything either side, and going under the bridges rather than walking alongside them or over them, you know?
Do you have a favourite spot?
The Tower Bridge, yeah. It's just... You know, the lights of it, as you can see now, it's just so spectacular. It's beautiful, yeah.
You heard the voices of Dean Hill, lighterman, Peter Brown, Tower Bridge operator, some river police, and Amanda Hawkins, singer.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.